Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Southwest Airlines was allowed to fly its jets over the course of about 2 years, carrying millions of passengers, but it also had lots of unresolved safety issues, apparently. It will all be in a forthcoming report from the Transportation Department's Inspector General, and it is as much of an indictment of the FAA as Southwest. We start with the troubling report on Southwest Airlines. Andy Pastor is a senior reporter in the Los Angeles Bureau of the Wall Street Journal, and he broke this exclusive story. Andy, so Southwest Airlines, it's an airline that, as you know, is extremely popular here in Southern California. But why should people be concerned about this?
Well, Charles, this report was initiated because of some whistleblower complaints about 18 months ago about Southwest's culture of safety, or their safety culture. And the report, as you said, is as much damaging information about the FAA as it does about the airline. The report indicates that the FAA allowed 88 used aircraft to be integrated into Southwest's fleet without really adequately and aggressively looking to see that they met all the safety standards. It also allowed the airline to continue to fly for about 2 years without having accurate baggage counts, which means they didn't really know the total weight of the aircraft on takeoff. And there's one other really gripping detail in this report. A Southwest jet tried to land three times at Hartford Airport near Hartford, Connecticut, in really incredibly bad weather, wind shear, incredible gusts, and they actually hit, the pilots hit the wingtips of the plane, both wingtips, on the first landing attempt, and then continued to circle and hold in moderate and severe wind shear, and tried to land twice again before they diverted. So the report is really quite chilling in what it says, both about Southwest safety culture, but more importantly about the FAA's willingness and ability to supervise them.
So did Southwest kind of just hand the numbers over to the FAA and the FAA didn't take a second look at them, which seems to be their job? But of course, we've had these concerns before about maybe the relationship between the agency and the airlines is just a little bit too cozy.
Well, actually, in all of these cases, what happened was Southwest initially declined to provide information to the FAA, and once they did, the FAA basically deferred to the airline in determining how significant the information was in terms of potential safety threats. And so essentially, the FAA allowed Southwest to determine how quickly things needed to be done and what needed to be done. And I would say that the broader takeaway for your listeners is that the new philosophy at the FAA, which has been developing for several years, it's not a Trump administration development, but the new philosophy is, instead of enforcement and fines and the big stick that the FAA has used in the past, we'll work with the airlines. The FAA's position is collaboration. You have the expertise, you have the data, give it to us, we'll analyze it, and then we'll decide together what needs to be done. And that's, in fact, a very good idea, and it has worked well in many cases, but it requires the airline to turn over data in a timely and fulsome manner. And as it turns out, in the case of Southwest, that was not the case.
So I guess we come then to the bottom line. And the bottom line is, I'm a passenger. I have a choice, presumably, of airlines. Sometimes not so much, but sometimes I do. Should I be hesitant to choose Southwest?
No. I would say that the way people should look at this is that the U.S. system as a whole, the aviation system, is unbelievably safe, much safer than anybody ever believed it would be a decade or two decades ago. The system flies billions of passengers, that's B as in the billions, without a single passenger fatality over roughly a decade. until there was a fatality on the Southwest plane, which was unrelated to these issues. So I think I would say, and many of the experts say, the system is very, very safe, but complacency is always a danger. And if the FAA doesn't have the expertise and the staff and the money and the organization to properly oversee carriers, then there is a danger that we'll start having more accidents and that the safety cushion will erode.
Andy Pastor, senior reporter with the LA Bureau of the Wall Street Journal, broke this exclusive story.